Our subject today is the benefits plural, of functional fathers. Before we get started, though, I want you to take a little test with me and see if you can answer these questions. Watch your now. What do the following have in common? First of all, 70% of all juvenile delinquents, 72% of all juvenile murders, and 60% of all rapists, and 70% of all school dropouts. And what do these all have in common with 60% of all suicides, and 70% of all teen pregnancies, and 71% of all chemical addictions and abuse, and 80% of all prison inmates, and lastly, 90% of all homeless persons? What do these have in common? I'm about to show you the answer. Are you ready? Brace yourself. Might even want to sit down, because the answer is no father in the home. Wow. There might be a man in the home. The father's not there. This is the real pandemic. This is the real issue of our day. Even our court system years ago decided that men had the right, in order to be happy, to desert their children, to desert their wives, and repeat it, etc. And as a consequence, we are facing a real national crisis, and it's the absence of fathers in the home. So, what I want you to see today is, what are the benefits that are being missed by people when the father has vacated? What are the benefits of having a functional father in the home? And, of course, you already know that the tremendous pressure with an absent father, tremendous pressure on the mother. And one parent, mother parent family have so much unusual, exceptional, beyond the pale pressure, because there's a big missing element. What is it? A functional father. So let's look at some of the benefits, though. And by the way, there's kind of a two-track here. I'm going to talk about the main track, but the second track you'll also pick up as well. I'm going to tell you the benefits of functional fathers, but at the same time, you'll be able to detect what the proper functions of fathers should be in the home. So it's kind of like a two-track educational system. Okay, so here we go. Number one, life provisions during formative years. Here's what that means. It means free food. Free clothing for 18 years, free room and board, and a whole lot of other stuff that we'll come to. But look at this scripture. If any man provide not for his own, the children, the wife, especially those of, look at this, his own house. Now watch this. That person has denied the faith. Whoa. And in fact, is worse than an unbelieving infidel. But a father, number one, benefit, he provides room and board for 18 years, absolutely without charge. Can you imagine the benefit of that? Maybe you ought to, after you see this video, go home and say, hey, Dad, thanks for the free room and board. Thanks for the food. Lots of clothes, place to sleep, place to fellowship. So the first benefit of a functional father is the provisions during formative years. Secondly, in a home where there's a functional father, each son or daughter has a chance to be raised, brought up, if you please, properly. Watch the scripture. Ye fathers. Now watch this. These are instructions for fathers here. Watch this now. First of all, they should not provoke you to reaction. Fathers have to walk softly in order not to provoke children. to be wrong, to react, to be judgmental, to be vengeful. Watch her now. But you fathers, instead of being that way, bring them up. The job of the father is to bring up the children. We have always thought it was the mother's job. It's the father's. So a functional father in the home, his first task, after making the provision of food and clothing and shelter, is to raise the children, to bring them up. Now watch the screen and the intelligence monitor one more time. Not only to bring them up, but to provide, look at this, to bring them up in the nurture. Male nourishment is a really important factor. Obviously, all children get nourishment from their mother. They do that instinctively, naturally, and they don't even have to think about it. They just do that. Mothers are like that. Fathers have to be instructed to be nourishing towards their sons and daughters. Now, I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but you can check it out with them if you wish. But you will discover that there will be an unusual psychological bent and twist when a son does not have the proper male nourishment of a father, and when a daughter does not have the proper male nourishment of a father, she'll look for that affection in the arms of somebody else. So the second thing, or rather the third thing, is a father provides male nourishment. Watch the next one now. Bring him up in the nurture. Got it? Now watch this. And in the admonition, not just any admonition, but the admonition of the Lord. Now watch with me for a moment. This word admonition, it means authoritative advice. It means to give them warning and reproof if necessary, or even censure. So a father's job then is to make provision, bring them up with male nourishment, and not just with male nourishment, but with admonition. Correcting if they start to see them drifting off, going the wrong way, that's dad's job to bring them back on track. All right, let's go on. Number five is simply this, that when you have a functional father, you are going to be able to have counsel. Counsel that you can trust and rely on the rest of your life. So look at the scriptures here. Make sure you listen. That's what this word hearken means. It means make sure you listen to your father, the father that begat you, your natural father. He's got a tie to you that no other father could have who tries to fill the role. Watch it now. Listen to your father. My son, keep your father's commandment. And look at this. Because this counsel, the commands, by the way, are instructions, as we'll see in a moment. And so you don't want to let them go, but bind them continually upon your heart. Keep them inside your heart. Watch now. And this scripture says, tie them about your neck. And as they wear reminders around their neck. Watch. And when you go through the rest of your life, look at this now. That counsel shall lead you. Not only will it lead you, watch you now. When you sleep, it shall keep thee. Oh, rest will happen to you. And when you wake up, and when thou awakest, it shall talk to thee. Counsel you can trust for the rest of your life. Keep it in your heart. Get some reminders. And when you go somewhere, it will lead you. You will be able to go the right direction because you got counsel from a functional father. Counsel you can trust the rest of your life. And then, another great benefit is guaranteed future well-being. Whoa. Imagine that. A functional father responded to properly, as you'll see right here on the screen. That's why it says, honor your father and your mother. Okay. Comes with a guarantee. Most people don't know the small print, but I want you to see it. I'm blowing the print up big so you don't miss it. Honor your father and your mother. Watch this now. Because this is the first commandment with a promise attached to it. Remember? A guarantee. A promise from God. Watch now. What is it? It will be well with thee. Whoa. Not only that, watch. You will live long on the earth. It has medical implications, health implications, guaranteed future well-being, because there's a functional father. And you listen to his instruction and his teaching and all the admonitions, and you receive the male nourishment and the provision. You get all these things that are all, man, you are jammed and crammed with really great stuff in your life when you have a father, functional father. It will go well with you. What does that mean? It means it's probably going to affect every aspect of your life. Your marriage, your children, your business, your finances, your relationships with whoever. A guarantee from God that if you honor your father, the father that begat you, it will go well with you. What a benefit that. Not only will it be well with you, but you will live long, disease-free. It affects your immune system. It affects your biology, your chemistry. So what do you get? One of the benefits, functional father? You get a guarantee, assurance of future well-being. Now here's another one. You get to receive knowledge, transmitted knowledge, okay? He's going to pass on to you information that nobody else will give you. Okay? Watch. So watch this, because God set this thing up for your benefit. He established, that's a big word. He established a testimony in Jacob, and he appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded, now look up, he commanded our fathers. Watch now. God commanded our fathers that they should make those commandments known to the children. Data. Not just any data, but crucial data. Is to get passed on from the fathers to the children, to you, your son, you as a daughter. Okay? Now watch this. Let's go back to the screen here. So that the generation to come might know them, might know the instructions, the commandments, right? Now watch this. Even the children which are yet to be born and who should arise and declare them to their children. So watch this now, because now we're getting vital information and data from a father to a son and daughter, who are in turn are going to pass it on to their sons and daughters, and it should be establishing, it's like one scripture says, a foundation of many generations to come, because everybody's going to get this transmitted data. Watch. Because if they do that, they will set their hope in God, and they will not forget the works of God, but they will keep his commandments. You know, one of the smartest things you can do in life I mean really smart, is to keep the commandments. The commandments of God were not designed to interfere with your well-being or your happiness or your joy. The commandments are intended to be stepping stones to make sure of your well-being and of your happiness. So, a father is going to hand on transmitted knowledge. Now, watch this. Your father is going to create an opportunity for you to receive not just the commandments, but explanation, instructions. Watch here now. A wise son hears his father's instruction. Look at this. But a scorner, he doesn't listen. Watch it now. It's an opportunity to receive instruction. And it even gets better than that. But let's look at another scripture. My son, hear the instruction of your father. Imagine, and don't lose track of this plea, that if the father's not there, the instruction is not there. That's why this is really critical. We've got to get over this pandemic of absent fathers, deserters. My son, hear the instruction of your father. Now watch this. Because they shall be an ornament of grace to your head. Whoa. They're going to affect your head, your brain, the way you think. And they are like ornaments, like, oh, wow, you'll think right. And they will be like chains about thy neck, which are like reminders of what way to go. My son, hear the instruction of your father. And then on top of that, watch. You get to receive not just instruction, but you're going to receive understanding. Now, that's a different thing. Watch here now. Hear, you children, the instruction of a father. And, now watch this, and that means, that's a word that means in addition as well. Make sure that you attend to know understanding. Now, the difference between instruction and understanding is simple. Instruction is a code of behavior or conduct or a way of thinking. But understanding is when it is communicated to you the cause and effect, because you understand the dynamics of what's happening. This produces this, and that produces that. And a good decision here produces a good result here, and a bad decision, the bad understanding is comprehending all the dynamics of behavior, cause and effect. That's what understanding is about. So back to the monitor for a moment. It's the instruction of a father. Watch it now. It's going to give you understanding. It's from the father. Because here's what it says. I'm going to give you good doctrine. So make sure you don't forsake my law. And watch it again, because it's underscored, because I was my father's son. Instruction and understanding come from the father. What great benefits these are. And then, your father is going to make sure you know the truth. Look at this scripture. The father to the children shall make known thy truth. Have you any idea how important it is that all decisions are made upon facts, truth, reality? Not making decisions based on error or misconcepts, but on the truth. And that father is going to make sure that you as a son or you as a daughter know the truth. Well, of course, the question comes, well, what is the truth? And if you recommend, in fact, let's go back and take a look. It says, make known thy truth, that is the truth of God. Because nobody knows everything except God. He is so smart. He knows the truth about everything. Wow. So, one of the benefits of a functional father, in addition to all the ones we've already listed, is going to make sure you know the truth. Because if you know the truth, Jesus said it would make you free. If you know the truth, you will know what decisions to make, what paths to follow. You'll not go astray. You'll not stumble in the dark. The truth is like seeing the light, the true light, no false light. Because remember, that's what it was said of Jesus. This is the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And your Father's going to make sure you know the truth. Then, wow, look at this. One of the benefits of a functional father is you get to learn the secrets about life. I will open my mouth in a parable. A parable is a story intended to convey a principle, an idea, or a message, right? I will open my mouth in a parable, watch this, and I will utter dark sayings of old. Now, dark sayings are not evil sayings. Dark simply means they're not known by most people. They are secretive. And your Father is going to tell you stories so you'll learn principles, and watch this, and He's going to reveal to you secrets other people will not know. Life secrets. Watch now. These secrets, these parables, where do they come from? These dark sayings, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. Oh, it is fathers telling the secrets of life to you sons and you daughters. My goodness. So, can you imagine that? Fathers intended to use parables, stories, to explain principles of life. And He's going to tell you dark sayings that is going to tell you truths that most people don't even know about. So you will know the secrets of how to live your life. How important is that? To know how to live life properly, rightly, successfully? What's that worth? And that's what fathers do. Watch now. Which our fathers have told us, and we, in turn, will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of God, His strength, and His wonderful works that He has done. God wants you to know the secret of real life. In fact, your Father will probably tell you that you will need to go to what's called the secret place. Remember that scripture? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my strength, my fortress. In Him will I trust. My goodness. You really need to review the rest of that Psalm 91. Learning life secrets. Father's job to teach them. Now watch this one. Fathers teach their sons and daughters so they in turn will have the ability to learn genuine forgiveness. Now, I want you not to miss the monitor for a few moments now. Watch this now. As far as the east is from the west, I won't come to that in a moment, so far as He, this is God, removed our transgressions from us. Watch this now. Because what forgiveness does is it removes the transgressions that we've had away. They're gone. Now, if you need evidence of this removal idea of forgiveness, you can go to Leviticus chapter 16, and you'll see there that they were taught to take all the sins of the people. The priest laid their hands on a goat and transmitted, quote, all the sins, and then they sent the goat off into the wilderness to remove the sins of the people. Now watch this, because as far as the east is from the west, God has removed our sins from us. So how far is the east from the west? I want you to take a look at this diagram. So this is the North Pole. I've been close to it. It's kind of a strange country up there. It's called scarcely settled area. Once you pass the 60th parallel, people are scarce. Miles, no roads, no access. Get down the river, or the Mackenzie River, I suppose, part time of the year, but you had to fly in, or dog sleds could get you there, or snowmobiles, I suppose, but well, I flew up there. In fact, I got up there by the Beaufort Sea, and the magnetic variation from the true north to the magnetic is like 43 degrees. So I want you to take a look. This is the North Pole. And everybody knows where the South Pole is, and everybody knows which way is east, and each way is west. And if you put these letters together, you get news, north, east, west, and south spells news, right? Okay. So watch this now. How far is the east from the west? Because the scriptures are telling us that God removes our transgressions as far from us as the east is from the west. So watch the diagram. Let's suppose you were here and you were to go north. And if you were right, like due west at the circumference, that's about 8,000 miles to get to be north. Now watch this. But as you go north and pass the pole, now, guess what direction you're heading? Now you're heading south. And in fact, if you were here, it's only another maybe 1,000 miles to go north, and then you start going south again. But that's not what the scripture says. It doesn't say I'm going to remove your sins, your transgressions from you as far as the north is from the south, because if you go far enough south, you'll end up, look at the same thing here. If you go south and you go far enough, you'll end up, guess what direction you're going? You're going back north again, right? But this is what he says, and I want you not to miss this. As far as the east is from the west, watch the monitor. When you go east, you will never be going west. You'll go around the other side of the globe, but you'll still be going east, and you're going east, and you're going east, because east and west never meet. North and south do. Now watch this, because what's this got to do with fathers, right? Look at the monitor with me now. As far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed our transgressions. Is that really good news, right? That's really good news. Watch this next one now. Like as a father, fathers do the same thing. Forgive their sons. Forgive their daughters. Why? Because they're just like God. Just like a father pities his children and feels for him, so the Lord pities them that fear him. And so, both God and fathers are able to forgive. To let go. Why? Because both God and fathers have a special, the word here is pity, but it's like sympathy, an understanding of their son and of their daughter. And they're willing to just cancel their transgressions. And if you have a functional father who does this, and he will if he is a functional father, you get to learn the same principle of forgiveness. Now let's go back to the monitor. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. Just, watch it now, just like God. They remove our transgressions from us, and they just pick up and keep on going as if it never happened. Well, there might have been some discipline actions in there, of course, but when that's over, let me just tell you a little story. My dad was a great man. He was a pastor, but don't hold that against him. I did for a long time. But when my dad sent me to my room, a lot of time passed. My dad, I had to sit there waiting for him to show up. When he came in the room, he'd come in with a Bible in one hand and a belt in the other. He would sit down beside me. We always had Bible study together. He would show me where I was gone wrong in the Bible. And those were Bible studies that I wish could have gone on forever. But they didn't. Pretty soon the Bible study was over, and he said, "Now, son," now I had to learn verses like this. "You spare the rod, you'll spoil the child," you know, that kind of stuff. "But if you beat your son with a rod, an extension of the hand, you shall not hurt him, but thou shalt deliver his soul from hell." And my dad would show me the scripture, and then he'd say, "Son, what do you think that means?" So I became a Bible expositor when I was 12 years old, you know. So when the Bible study is over, my dad would say, "Well, son, you know what I have to do, right?" "Yeah, I know, Dad." And so my dad would strap me on the, you know, that's why you're fat in the backside. It's made for that, you know. Lots of padding back there. And then it quit. And then my dad would probably say something. If I'd been bad with my mother, he'd send me, "Why don't you go to your mother and ask her to forgive you?" So, and then come back. So I'd have to go see my mother and come back. And then here's what my father did. I shall forever be grateful for this. My father said, "Son, look me in the eye." He put his hand on my shoulder. And he'd say, "Son, you're forgiven. I'll go have a good time." That's what a functional father does. Just like a father, just as far as the east is from the west. Now watch the screen one more time. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord does them that fear him. Why do they do that? Because he knows our frame. He, both the Father and God, remember that we are just dust. Remember Genesis? God made man from the dust. The fathers, like God, remove our transgressions from the east from the west. Why? Because they know how we are inside. They understand everything about us, and we're just mud made from dust. You know, it's an interesting insight. This word actually is the word H-U-M-U-S, humus. It's the word from which we get human. It's the word from which we get earth. It's the word from which we get humble. Human, humble, like the earth. And fathers know that, just like God. And what do? They know how to forgive. And it's over, it's done, and they will not hold it to you ever against you ever again. If you live in a home with a functional father, you will learn forgiveness. Well, let's go on to another one. This one should make you excited. An inheritance. You have a functional father. Houses, singular, and riches are the inheritance. Fathers. Functional father is going to, he's going to lay up studs, goods, going to get real estate, and going to get some moolah. He's going to make wise investments. And why does he do that? Because he's going to exit here pretty soon, and when he does, if you're qualified, he's going to turn it over to you, a house, and riches. Now watch. Fathers, provide an appropriate cause. Maybe I should rather say a cause for appropriate boasting. Watch here now. Children's children, that's the grandchildren, are the crown of old men. I've got six of those. But watch this. The glory of children. Watch it again. The glory of children are their fathers. Children. Sons and daughters need to be able to boast about their dads. My dad this, my dad, me and my dad did this, dad and I did that. They are the glory of children. Children need to be able to be boastful. The glory in their fathers. Wow. Dad. Oh, my dad. And I know that on the, in the playground, that gets distorted. My dad could beat up your dad. Or that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a son who has a father who did the job. And now that son carries a reverence for that dad. And just like I have for mine, son must be able to boast. Same with a daughter. Oh, my dad. Oh, my dad. In fact, it's kind of got problems in my house because my wife is always boasting about her father, and I have to kind of live up to what he was. That's the way it should be. Let me close with one more thing, because we're talking about the benefits of functional fun. They give the knowledge of the love of God. I want you to see this one real closely. So here it goes. This is a verse most people know. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, that's your mind and your emotion, with all of your energy, with all of your might. This is the instruction. This is the most important commandment for every one of us. Watch it now. Because what's this got to do with fathers? Watch this. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Watch. And these words, the ones we just quoted, which I command thee this day, shall be in your heart. Now watch. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. What is it? What is the father supposed to teach the children? To love the Lord with all their heart, with all their soul, with all of their might. Teach them to. Look at this now. Let's go back to the monitor. Watch it now. Teach them diligently unto thy children. So when would you do that? Watch now. Talk of them when you sit in the house. Watch. When you walk to and from, wherever you're going, when thou walkest by the way. When you lay down for sleep at night, and when you get up in the window, risest up when you get up in the morning. This is what fathers should teach their children, to love the Lord their God with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their might. And that's the job. Fathers. So this is a happy time. when we have learned together the benefits of functional fathers. And it's my hope and my trust that this is helpful to you. I want to take this one step further in closing. It's heartbreaking. The number of children who now are brought into the world and get deserted, left behind by fathers, by men. And it's time we got over all the excuses and manned up to the task. Because if we don't do this, it will be the demise of our culture. So make sure you review, like the screen says, the benefits of functional fathers.